the Record. I'm Steve Scherr. This time of year, some of us get sad, and some of us get sad. Seasonal affective disorder is a real thing. It's considered to be a subtype of depression or bipolar disorder. We asked some of you what you do to beat back the SAD.
My therapy for seasonal affective disorder is phototherapy. Shine a light on the backs of the knees.
Hello, I'm Peter from Seattle. And what helps me in the winter months is maintaining positive energy.
I've been battling a seasonal affective disorder for many years. Fortunately, I can use a device called a Dawn Simulator.
I make sure that I get out and take a walk no matter what the weather is for at least a half an hour every day.
Oh, how do I deal with sad? Being a carpenter, getting up at like 5:30 in the morning in November, you drink a lot of coffee. Then in the evening, maybe smoke a little butt.
And sure, that's legal now, but is that the way to go? What is this light therapy that has you shining a light on the back of your knees? With me in the studio is Dr. Tobias Dong, MD, an adult psychiatrist with behavioral services at Group Health here in Seattle. Thank you.
Welcome.
Can you define seasonal affective disorder for me a little more rigorously?
Yeah, seasonal affective disorder is really mainly a subtype of major depression. So major depression, as defined in our Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for Psychiatric Disorders, is really a syndrome of several symptoms, largely defined by depressed mood, anhedonia, meaning no pleasure, no experiencing pleasure in things, and other symptoms including decreased or increased need for sleep, low energy, what we call cognitive problems, so problems with memory and concentration, can go as poorly as feeling very guilty or in severe cases with suicidal ideation, usually starting in the early fall, early winter, or with a spring type pattern, which is much more rare.
So it could be in spring. People are feeling the change, and that makes them unhappy?
That is also described, yeah.
That's interesting. Definitely. Well, people talk about the weather here in the winter makes them blue, the overcast, the damp dish rag effect. Are they feeling seasonal affective disorder?
Well, there's a subsyndromal type. So there is we define major depression as sort of a severe condition which has a significant amount of functional impairment, meaning people can't get out of bed in the morning, can't show up to work, have trouble, you know, relating to others and so forth. So that is what called a major depression when there's a significant functional impairment. There's also a described sort of subsyndromal type, meaning less severe symptoms. People do still get out of bed, they do still go to work, but they feel tired, they feel sluggish, they feel like they need more sleep, they feel a little bit more irritable potentially, which is, again, not as severe, but still can be felt as uncomfortable and quite potentially lead to some impairment.
Is it a latitude thing?
It is to a significant degree a latitude thing. So people specifically are vulnerable to get seasonal affective disorder if they move from a more southern latitude to a more northern latitude. So over time, that becomes more of a challenge when people are longer in these dark areas.
And Dr. Dong, how do people tell the difference between really having something that they should be dealing with, confronting, and getting out and walking a little more?
It really depends, again, on sort of the amount of symptoms and the severity of symptoms. If somebody feels, you know, that they feel affected, they're, again, they need more sleep, they can't get out of bed in the morning, they feel like they're a little bit more, again, irritable, grumpy with family members or friends, then you might want to think about some milder treatments or some milder interventions like potentially a light therapy or a Dawn simulator, which is a similar intervention, or specifically just keeping sort of healthy habits going that people keep going in the summertime, like going outside, doing exercise, keeping that going, which oftentimes it's harder to do in the darker year.
How do you treat them differently? Seasonal affective disorder and more severe depression.
Yeah, you know, generally, I think depending on the severity of symptoms, again, it depends on whether this has been a problem before. So if somebody knows that they've had significant depression in the past, which led them sort of more significantly impaired, then one would maybe consider a medication treatment over or in addition to light therapy. If it is something that happens for the first time or is not as severe, then one could definitely start with light therapy. And more behavioral measures like going out for walks at a regular time, maybe during lunchtime and things. But if there's a known sort of progression that somebody has sort of toward December, January, really a severe depression, then it's probably worthwhile considering medication or more regular psychotherapy.
What kind of medications are prescribed?
The medications that are generally prescribed are the same ones that are prescribed for major depression.
If you have seasonal affective disorder for more than one season, is that depression?
Right. So good question. So really, seasonal affective disorder is depression. And it can only be defined as seasonal affective disorder if it has happened for at least two seasons in a row. So if it happens one time, it's not really seasonal affective disorder, at least as defined by our statistical and diagnostic manual.
Dr. Tobias Dong is an adult psychiatrist with behavioral services at Group Health here in Seattle. We're talking about seasonal affective disorder. All right, so let's talk about some of the natural treatments that people can do. What's this about shining a light on your knees? What's that?
I'm not sure whether that person has eyes in their knees, but it's really important that the light is being shined on the eyes. So the eyes are sort of our really mirror to the brain in a way. So the eyes are part of the brain. So the brain gets stimulated by that light stimulus onto the eyes. In general, it's not entirely clear how the light affects the brain, but one is pretty, I think, confident that there's an effect of on serotonin activity by shining light directly into the face.
What about the caller who said they drink a little coffee in the morning, they smoke a little butt at night?
We try to practice evidence-based medicine. So generally, from my perspective...
Well, that's no fun.
So what we recommend is usually based on some research evidence. So light therapy is research-based, evidence-based treatment, which there's multiple studies and so-called meta-analysis or large samples of bigger studies that show evidence that mood ratings change when light therapy is employed for at least 4 to 6 weeks.
Dr. Tobias Dong is an adult psychiatrist with the Behavioral Services Group at Group Health here in Seattle. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.